Hello and welcome to the Brawling Bros Podcast, a podcast about life and everything in it. I'm your host, Cool Dude, along with
my brother. And your other host, G-Dog. Don't let him fool you guys. I know he hasn't been on this show for a long time, but we know who's superior in this podcast.
Okay, buddy. You can believe that.
Wait, we're messing around. We're not even 20 seconds in.
Oh, dude, do you have a graphic calculator? You need this shot?
Yeah,
I need this job, bro.
Okay. We're in the middle of an episode.
That for high school.
Anyways, today we're going to be having.
Now you need to help me up with that graphing calculator.
Okay. We're going to be having an awesome draft today with one to two special guests, depending on who joins. And
as well as that, we're also covering current events in the National Football League and the current events around the world.
We are.
So get geared up.
We are. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, before we move on, let's just talk to Cool Dude for a minute. So, how's that leg been treating you, Cool Dude?
Alright, so, long story short, I've been doing football preseason for months and months and months. In my first scrimmage, I tore my ACL. It's a season-ending injury. I'm still on crutches. Tore it 3 days after my birthday, so August 5th, for all you nerds out there. And, I've been holed up ever since, so...
And, what would be... Like, what's your, what do you want to tell these people? That you've been away for, a little over a half a year?
Well, when you get a major surgery and two...
Well, that was before the surgery.
Something, yeah, it's a little hard to upload.
That was before the surgery.
Also, just pertaining to just the podcast in general, I can't promise any permanent upload schedule. Life is just hectic, and once you get older, it's harder to upload. And also, we are not going to have the podcast just about Brawl Stars. We're going to start steering the podcast in different directions, such as the NFL, life, current events, and stuff that just pertains more to us now than it did when we were younger, you know?
Yeah, but we still like Brawl. Although Micah's account, let's just talk about that for a second. Let's talk about your Brawl account real quick. How many trophies you got again?
30,000 flat.
30K?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's better than before.
Yeah.
You gained 5K, guys? Woo! Let's give him a round of applause.
And, 25K before.
Cool Dude, what would you like to say to your fans? Especially that corn guy.
A corn? What's up, boys?
I'm back. You already here first. While he slurps on his soda crush. We'll be right back with you shortly. We're going to have these guests on the show, and we're going to be having Cool Dude ask them some interesting questions.
What?
He's going to ask them the questions, just like normal. Just like normal, right, Cool Dude?
Sure.
He's going to provide the content.
All right, we'll be back after this.
We'll be back, boys. All right, guys.
What's up, boys?
We're back after...
Our friend...
Nemo. And
Yo. Yeah.
After a few thoughts, comments from Cool Dude, we're back. We may or may not edit these out.
We will edit these out. Anyways.
We're back.
I'm talking about stars for the first time in like 2 months. So.
Well, maybe he'll get like 4 or 3 star drops. All right, we got
16 trophies.
We gotta move this along here. So obviously, all right,
let's before we get into the main juice and the meat and potatoes of the episode, let's give him some random questions.
Yeah, well, let's talk about who we have on the show. Welcome Nemo to the show, and foremost. Do you want to tell
you.
Us about your podcast, and then we'll go from there.
What's good, podcast?
Yeah, I actually have a podcast called Eternal Brawl, and I think I'm going to post this on Eternal Brawl as well, which is cool. So, yeah, I've actually been going for about 2 years, I think. In about a couple months, 3 years, I think, actually, which is pretty cool. So,
there.
Sorry, what'd you say?
It's quite a long time.
Yeah, you guys have been going for a lot longer, though.
Ooh, these star drops.
Yeah.
Epic star drops, a super rare star drop, and a rare star drop?
And a mythic
three?
If you keep scrolling.
Oh, my God.
And Cool Dude opening star drops.
Dude, I got Axel Willow out of a mythic today, and I got...
star drop opener?
Hand angry.
I feel like I gotta do a star drop opener.
Yeah.
Do it.
All right, boys.
Oh my gosh.
Rare star drop.
This is so out of context.
Loading.
I didn't even plan for this, guys.
It might crash.
It's got like an auto clicker on his phone that clicks random things.
Here we go.
Can you turn that down any?
55 coins. All right, we're going to the super rare.
Oh my god. We got to wait through this, Nemo.
Yeah.
He's slurping a soda too. It's really not helping.
I dare you to burp as loud as you can on the podcast.
4 points.
Bro, you're just gonna get coins.
Watch, he's gonna get a mythic skin out of the star drop.
Yeah, just watch.
Come on, baby.
It's a lightning.
219 coins. What is this, dog?
You're just gonna get coins. Stop complaining about it.
This is like if you nerfed brawl boxes to the ground.
Literally, so many people are gonna leave the show right now. It's 5 minutes and we haven't talked about anything interesting.
Ooh, 112 power points. That's actually pretty good.
Just
now for the mythic star drop, guys. I'm getting ready for 1,000 coins.
500.
Wow.
Oh my word.
It takes so long to load.
His phone is so freaking slow.
That's why I stopped playing.
Okay, 508 coins. I called it. All right.
Okay, we should get into this.
Opening is done. I'm going to let Micah ask some...
Star drops times two?
Yeah, I'm going to let you ask some questions to Nemo here.
All right, buddy.
No sussy questions, okay?
Yeah, nothing crazy.
Okay. Let's see here.
Whoa.
What, on the scale of 1 to 10, what would you rate Michelle Obama and why?
What?
What?
Move on to the next question.
Yeah, that's
right.
Let's have some real questions here.
That's a real question about a real person.
I can't.
So I'm going to have to ask you to be serious about this. This is a very serious question.
I don't know.
He said I don't
know. I don't know out of 10. I hope that Michelle doesn't hear about this because she better be pissed. All
right. Do you want to ask a natural question or do you want me to ask the rest of the questions today?
Let's see. Why did you name yourself Nemo?
Because that's my nickname in real life. So I just go by that. And then I just made that into my nickname into Brawl Stars also. So
nice.
So your like real name like Nehemiah or something, or like Stripes, like the Disney movie, or is it Pixar?
Yes. No? I don't know.
Okay.
Okay, I'm gonna ask a question that makes sense. No, you can drink you drink your soda and you leave me alone.
Favorite NFL team.
Oh,
favorite NFL team? Which NFL team is your least favorite? Because that's my favorite.
Wow.
Oh, he took a shot.
Shots
he
fired.
Took a shot.
I know where you live. Anyways.
All right. I'm going to let's just ask Nemo on the show, what is your favorite brawler?
I have so many favorite brawlers. I think right now it's like Carl or like Leon or something. Carl. I like Carl a lot. And Piper, and Nani. I don't know. Yeah, I'd say Carl.
Uncloseted advice.
Cool dude, what is your current favorite brawler? We don't know this.
Is that hot dog guy?
Hot dog. Or you heard it here first. That's it. It's the hot dog guy.
Or maybe BB or Colt or two.
Yeah, BB's fun.
I'm just good with BB.
Can we put the Speedo part in the episode?
No.
If you know, you know. Sorry,
no, we're gonna
the Colt one.
All right, it's been 6 minutes. We should just
it's been eight. That's an eight, actually.
Well, no, it's been six.
Let's move on. I think before we move on, let's let Nemo ask a cool dude a question for once.
I'll ask you a real question.
I think he deserves the right.
Do you like brawl boxes or credit system better?
Oh my gosh, boxes. I'm an oldie.
Do you like star drops or boxes better?
Boxes.
How?
They give you about 10 times more stuff, bro. I'd probably rather have boxes than a father. I mean, this is how people care about it, bro.
Okay. Okay. We're going to move on because I know Nemo has limited time and we have to get through these draft lists.
Before we get to the draft, though, we should raise some prayer about the Israelites who are currently under attack by Palestinian forces. So if you're going to be up with current events, just know that and
okay.
Give them a hand because they need it right now. Bunch of missile strikes and, it's not good, so.
Okay, you can look on that on the current news. Okay. Anyways.
So anyways, but like, what are you rating Michelle Obama?
What are you rating her, Micah? What are you rating her?
She's at least a 7.
Whoa! That was out of context, bro. All right, anyways, we're going to be doing a 5
what
round.
What are you rating her?
I'm not rating her.
Really?
Yeah, I'm not.
Can I tell her you said that?
Yeah, that's fine. You
she'll
don't
be very annoying.
You don't have her number.
She'll be very offended.
I'm fine with that.
I'm about to get it.
I'm not talking to some 60-year-old, bro. Like,
that's disrespectful, dog. You're like 50.
I don't care about Michelle Obama. I've never cared.
The first lady?
Like, I have the right to vote. You don't. You're a minor.
How about Melania Trump?
Let me ask you a question. How do you feel about Bonnie? How do you rate Bonnie on a scale of 1 to 10?
Is it a child, so I care not to comment?
You have to comment if I have to comment about Michelle Obama.
Michelle Obama's of legal age and consent, so. Oh,
this is a video game character. You can comment on that. I mean, Bonnie is at least an 11 out of 10.
It's where it starts, buddy. It's where it starts.
All right, let's get into it.
We're gonna get on every rest list there is now.
All right, we're gonna get back on track. Everybody's left by now, anyways.
Okay, so what's the situation? No, so you're stranded on an island.
Let me explain it, please.
Can I set the stage? Let me set the stage. I got this.
We are doing a 5 character Brawl Stars draft. So everybody's gonna. It's a snake draft. Nemo knows exactly how to do that, which is good.
So why is it gonna be a snake
draft? Because otherwise it'd be unfair if it wasn't a snake draft. Really? Anyways, the goal of this island draft is to draft a 5-person Brawl Stars team, could be robots too, to get you through 21 days on an island. The island is in the middle of the Caribbean. It is surrounded by salt water, of course, because it's Caribbean. We'll get to that. There is a lot of woodland and places to hunt within the island, so there is, like, nature on the island.
Are you gonna like get a fire going?
You gotta figure that out. That's part of the draft. We're gonna set this as a shipwreck, so you get from the ship, you get a rope, you get a pot, and you also just get like I guess a couple of boards to sleep on, like ship boards
with
and probably a few cloths.
Right.
But that's all that you get.
Guys, you get Michelle Obama to sleep with
Obama. Also one knife. Also one knife from the ship. Okay. So, anyways, no, I'm not tailoring anything. Everybody gets that. So, that is how it's going to work.
Do they also get YouTube TV?
We are going to...
Please sponsor us.
What? All right. So, basically, the goal of this draft is to have a team that can survive 21 days. And after 21 days, basically, a helicopter will rescue your team. Okay. So you can draft this based off whatever you want. I mean, maybe you want somebody to entertain you while you're here, or maybe you just care completely about survival. But it doesn't matter. It's just 5 players. And the ground rules of this draft, there are a few ground rules. Number one, no flying off the island because you're surrounded by just water. So you're not going anywhere. You're going to just run out of jet fuel or whatever. You can fly around the island. You can teleport around the island. The island is a medium-sized island.
What if it's, like, I need some measurements.
I don't have measurements. It's just a medium island. Like, just imagine a typical island. It's not
fresh water?
No, it's just salt water.
No fresh water?
There are no streams on this island. It's surrounded by the ocean. Okay.
And then at the end of the episode, we'll have all the listeners vote on who wins.
Yeah.
We will have a poll on Spotify.
We will have a vote. But also, we will allow each brawler. We will allow each brawler to have one super per day. So that's up to 21 supers a day. Or not a day, but per day. So just know, like, you can't. A brawler, they can use the super, but they can't, like, use it every time. So that's all that it is. So, no escaping the island except for 21 days. That's all that you have to know. All right.
Savage.
Okay, so who wants to draft first?
I'll go first.
Okay.
I go third.
And then, so we'll do 1, 2, 3, 3, 2, 1, and repeat that. So,
that's the draft. Okay. So, I guess we'll let Nemo start us off.
So I'm going to be starting with Bo. So Bo has bow and arrow, obviously, and that'll be perfect for hunting in the woods. He'd be able to get a ton of food. And also, he's able to just sneak around and be really sneaky, so he can just like kill a lot of things so that the whole team can eat. And then also, he can deal with the cold because he's like a guy that's like been in the wilderness before, so he like knows how to survive and stuff. And he wouldn't even get lonely at all because he's a hardened hiker dude who has bow and arrow. So yeah, I'm going with Bo.
Wow.
To say about the pick real quick, like obviously Bo, I think it's the obvious 101 just because, I mean, it's Bo. Like, I'm not trying to argue for it, but like at the same time, he literally says I'm one with nature.
I feel it's a decent pick though. But, like, anything small he shoots is going to blow up, and you're not going to be able to eat it.
But he always has bows.
No, but, like, his arrows blow up.
And he can also set traps.
So yeah, he can also set traps.
That blow things up. You can't eat blown-up meat.
No, it's real life, dude.
It's going to be charred, bro.
It's real life.
But what if I get another brawler that can cook it?
All right.
I don't know, but, like, the meat's already blown up.
All right. Well, he picked bow as the one. All right,
what's your pick?
It's my pick. I have to go to my drafting board, which Micah cannot see.
I need to. I'm him. Timothy.
I need one second here. You know, I think. I'm sorry, guys. I'm having a brain cramp because I thought of something. Okay, I'm just gonna. Yeah, my next pick. It's a weird pick, but I think it's the one I have to take. I'm taking Lou. Lou, I think, is a very, like, weird-looking dude. But, I mean, he always has ice. And he can always have water for the team. So I'm always going to have fresh water for my team no matter where he goes.
All right, so I'm taking...
One second, I need to write the picks down.
I'm taking Otis for fresh water. And I'm taking Doug Man because he shoots hot dogs and... That means you have unlimited water.
Hold up.
So I'm surviving. That's about it.
So, Nemo, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay, I didn't know because you were being...
So the guy shoots hot dogs, right, Doug?
Okay, we're going to allow you to use...
He gets one hot dog a day.
Bro shoots hot dogs. No, he shoots hot dogs.
No, he doesn't.
But he doesn't have infinite hot dogs.
Yeah, whenever he does it, he just shoots hot dogs. You can see
there. He has one super, and it's a hot dog.
No. But like, there's always a hot dog in his hand, and like, whenever you see the animation, he throws out either a piece of a hot dog or pizza.
We're gonna give you five hot dogs a day.
I challenge this.
No.
Because guess what, guys? Look at his attack. Every time he attacks, he's either throwing a donut, pizza, or a hot dog. Three in one time there, every time he attacks.
Oh, my gosh.
Infinite food right there. Also, he shoots it with water, which makes infinite water. We have infinite water and infinite food from Doug himself.
He cannot squirt out water. Where is the water coming from?
Look at the attack.
I don't believe that.
Look at the attack. The attack provides water and food. So we have water. We have infinite water. We have infinite food.
All right.
Now we just need heat and shelter. Where are we going to find heat and shelter?
You know what? It's not your pick. You just
snake draft.
You picked twice in a row. It's not your pick.
No, I don't want Otis.
You already picked Otis.
We literally already wrote it down. Once you pick it, you pick it.
That's fine. I'll take him.
All right. So it's back to me?
Back to you.
Okay, with my second overall pick, I'm picking Amber because I need fire.
Good one.
And so I already have water and fire.
Good for you. Good pick.
Good all pick.
Amos' right. turn.
All right, I have two picks now. So my first pick is going to go to Pearl. So Pearl, she has fire because she's an oven, so she's able to keep the whole team warm at night. And also, she shoots infinite cookies. So, yeah.
Cookies aren't sustainable, though. Like, you can't live on cookies.
But protein. At least it's food, and it's only 21 days. So, but also, she can set a fire. So, like.
I really should have set a parameter on, like, how many items of food you can shoot out a day.
I don't know, man. You just weren't thinking. You are big brain in this, bro.
Like, I understand that they can shoot these food items, but I'm saying, where's the source coming from? Like, you can't have, like, infinite hot dogs coming out of somebody, and you can't have infinite
hot dogs, pizza, and donuts. We don't have variety, dog.
Listen up. I'm going to let...
My boys be eating like cheese. I'm the only right. one with protein in the hot dog and the pizza.
I'm not going to take anything away from these picks because they are what they are, but I'm going to let the audience decide if they feel like the Brawlers should be able to just infinitely spit out, like, whatever food item every
bro,
single day.
This is Brawl Stars, bro.
I'm just asking that. I'm just saying that. Maybe I got beaten in the draft really bad, but I'm gonna let everybody figure that out. So far, I know I have food and water. We're not food. I have fire and water. I'm dumb. All right, let Nemo go again.
Roy got the food.
So, for my shelter, I'm going Pam because first of all, she can build stuff like really good because she's a builder, but also she's like a mom, so like if anyone gets like upset or something, then she'll like comfort them or whatever
she's
whatever moms do
sick, so
yeah
so she can survive for a long time without food because she's
bad thoughts are true.
It's not bad.
She's probably gonna eat all the cookies though, so good luck with that.
Okay, who's up next, Micah or me?
Yeah, it's me, right?
I think it's
No, it's back to G-Dog. G-Dog has one pick, and
then
Micah has two picks.
Wait, you pick... Okay, I'm trusting.
How many picks do you have? How many picks have you picked?
We have five. I've picked three.
Where's the... Yeah, okay. Yeah, because...
Like you just picked, didn't you? Because I
No,
picked...
you've already have... You... Wait a second.
I think I'm picking.
No, you... I don't think so. I think it's me.
It's G-Dog's turn because it goes 1, 2, 3, 3, 2, 1, and then it repeats. So
okay, one second. Can you not bang that on the table, please?
Okay. I'm gonna bang it.
With my third overall pick, with my third overall pick, I'm gonna be taking Cordelius. The dude, like, I think he's like a mega hunter. Like, I'm pretty sure he has, like...
He's just high.
I think he has, like, tunnel vision. So I think he can go around and, like, find food somewhere.
Imagine having to find food.
I think he can hunt, is what I'm saying. Like, I think Cordelius can do the hunting.
Couldn't be me. All right, so I get two picks? Okay.
Is that a bad pick? Like, do you guys think Cordelius,
yeah, that's a bad pick.
Like, he's like a hunter, like at
but
heart.
Like he doesn't have any survival skills, and he's kind of crazy, right. So he would just drive the group crazy, if you know what I'm saying.
Crazy,
I'm gonna go.
But I think he could. All right,
my
him.
Picks, guys. I'm going Jessie because
Jessie?
She can make fire.
Whoa!
She has
electrical no, she can't. How can she make fire?
Electric, she shoots.
Bro, he just picked a little child that has to be cared for, bro.
No, bro. Hear me out. She shoots the electrical charges, guys. And what happens when you mix electricity? Electricity is heat, which makes fire. Electricity will make fire, guys. I promise you.
My
not.
God.
She has to
fire.
Get carried, bro. All she can do is make fire. She just gets carried.
She's making
but Pearl,
fire.
She
no,
makes
fire,
and
turret.
She spawns infinite cookies.
She makes a turret, which also is going to protect you at night, as well as the fire. So the turret's going to protect you from predators, and the fire is going to keep you warm.
But who's going to protect you? You only have Otis and Doug.
Exactly. That's what the turret's for. The turret's going to protect us.
Dude, you got a bunch of nuts on your team.
And then
who's taking care of Jesse on your team?
My second pick.
You got a hot dog, brother.
My fourth pick.
Hold up. Hold up. Hold up. Your team so far is Otis, a guy that can't even speak a word. Like, I don't even need
to speak a word. That's good for the team.
It's like, how are you going to communicate with that?
It's fresh water.
Then you got dog, like, a high hot dog.
How does he get fresh water?
Dude, dog runs from people. Like, dog literally ran away.
No,
like,
dog hits the water.
Did you see the animation, bro? Dog runs away from people. He runs away from threats.
I don't care, bro. I don't need it. That's what the turret's for, bro.
Then you have Jesse.
That means my guys can rest.
Bro, Jesse's going to die.
Jesse's
going to die out there.
All right, listen to my pick. Bro. Guys, listen to my pick. This is what's gonna help
you. You better pick Eve. You better pick a mother.
No, I don't need
you. You better pick a mother.
I'm picking the Fortress Maker himself.
Oh
bro.
My word!
I'm picking Sprout. Guys, 4 days, complete fortress with fire, water,
what?
And food.
Wait, so if you set stuff on fire, Sprout's walls are gonna go on fire.
No, bro. The fire is gonna be inside the walls. Like, you know, in medieval.
So it's a good idea to set a fire inside of plant walls.
Yeah, dude. It's medieval times, bro. They made walls out of wood. Houses are made out of wood, but there's fire inside.
Okay.
Control the fire.
I'm not even kidding.
I am the best draft so far. Easily.
We'll let the people decide that.
That's cap.
I even had the best last pick, bro.
Alright. Is it back to me or you, Nemo?
That's your pick, G-Dog.
Oh, my word. I don't even, at this point. I feel like I'm going to just, man, I don't know if it, the thing is I have a pick, but I don't know if it's allowed.
What's the pick?
So,
what's the pick?
I don't know. If I don't want to make the pick because then it might be stupid.
The pick?
You
should make the pick.
Nothing
I'm
can
good.
Save
I'm
now.
I'm going to pass on it.
Let me see.
I'm gonna go ahead and I'm gonna take Rosa. Rosa basically knows every plant, and I think she
knows
every
what I was
plant
pick
around
next.
The island. And she could probably grow like a pretty good garden within 21 days. Where
dude,
we can,
you
like,
can't grow a garden
some
in
stuff.
21 days. Bro.
Yeah, she can grow Wait. Something. Like she can get seeds from somewhere. Like Rosa grows stuff.
21 days. You're thinking Minecraft, bro.
No, she can grow. If there's 21 days, she can find a way.
It was like with some bone meal, anything can happen.
But anyway, she can find stuff that's edible. I know that much. I know she can find stuff that's edible. So I'm taking Rosa.
I think that's a good pick.
It's an okay pick.
That's okay, can I run something through with you guys? Just
yeah.
And if you say it counts, then it counts. And if it doesn't count, then I'll pick someone else. Is that okay?
Sure.
Okay, so does Hank's balloon count as spawning water? Because he literally blows a bubble that's full of
water.
And explodes it.
I mean, it's fresh water.
No,
I think
it's fresh water.
It is water.
Hold up. Hank?
What does he blow, really?
Hank. Let me see. Where's...
It looks like water.
Think Hank is blowing it with saliva. Saliva has, like, acid and stuff in it that breaks down food. So I don't think you can drink straight saliva. I don't think that's going to be good for you.
What do you think, G-Dog? Does it count?
I had Hank written down as a water source on my list.
I don't think...
But I don't know.
I think it should.
I just don't know.
All right, I guess we can count it as not fresh water.
I was going to run something by, too, but...
I feel like maybe if you, like, boil it...
Well, there's already a pot, so... Anyways, I'll just go with my next pick. It's going to be Byron. So, Byron, it literally in his description, it says he shoots medicine for his teammates. So, he's going to have medicine. He's always going to be able to heal his teammates from whatever sickness they get. Or if they, like, run into poison ivy or something, then he'll just, like, help them survive.
Yeah,
and he's just a good support brawler. So, I'm going to go with Byron.
Like, your team probably is pretty good off because, you know, how are you going to die with two healers?
My team is a fortress, unlimited fresh water, unlimited fresh food, fire, and a
your team has a child that's running around. A guy who doesn't even hunt for anything. Like, how are you getting food? That's what I want to know.
Hank.
You didn't even draft Hank. Your team consists of Doug, Jesse, and Doug.
My bad, Doug. Pizza, hot dogs,
bro, I don't believe that.
I'm the only one.
Okay.
Is it back to me or Micah?
Still my pick. I get my last pick now.
Oh,
so
okay. Go ahead.
I'm going to go for my last pick. I know this is a weird one, but, like, if you think about it, Pearl and Pam and Byron and Bo are all going to be, like, really bored. So I'm going with 8-bit because they can just play video games all day.
Good pick.
Yeah.
Much more wholesome than mine.
I thought
so
about
that's my whole team, so.
It's pretty funny.
That's I think at the end of the episode, we should be able to go through our team and like make a case.
A vote getter. That's all I'm going to say, guys. That is a vote getter. 8-bit, yeah, because it's video games. It's a good pick. I can't
they could literally play Brawl Stars while they're stranded on an island.
Yeah.
Okay. Go ahead, Michael.
My pick?
Yep.
Right, no, it's G-Dog's pick. It's G-Dog's pick. And
okay,
then
I gotta run something by you guys because you already right. You'll probably get shot down. Okay.
Hopefully.
The Brawler Gene. Do we get a wish?
No.
No.
I mean, it is
it doesn't one say wish. That anywhere in his description.
Has he ever given you a wish? He's not a real
okay.
Genius.
All right.
He shoots a splitting projectile and he has a magical hand.
That's why that's I was it. Asking, but it's legs. Fine. It's okay. Fine. We're not gonna we will bypass that. Yeah, that's fine. Man, I got some good picks. I just don't really know. I'm gonna
But you still need like water.
All right, I'm gonna double down. No, I have water. I have blue.
Fire.
I have Amber. I have Rosa. Cordelius. But I'm going. He's a hunter, dude. He's a hunter by heart.
He's high.
Nah.
Right. Now,
Rosa's insane.
With my last pick, I'm gonna go for somebody who I've been thinking about for a long time. I'm taking Crow. Crow is another hunter to add to the team. He can fly around the island. And
you poison the meat.
You only get one super every
day. He has dagger. I know that, but he still
he didn't die.
Yeah, but look, he still has daggers. He has daggers. He has knives.
The poison,
all right, I see where you're coming from, but
the point is Crow is a hunter. He can hunt for food. He can scout the island, sort of, and he has knives.
Oh.
So you can definitely eat what he hunts.
All right, guys. So. Back in the party camp over here, we got fire,
oh my
water,
gosh.
Fresh food.
You have a terrible.
A wall. And, I mean, we're bored now. Like, we've done everything. We don't have to do any work. We're just chilling. What do we need to completely fill this team? We need a bartender. We need Barney. We are going to be drunk.
Oh, my gosh.
Fed. And on top of that, Barley not only can get our teammates drunk, but he can also heal them with his gadget, which sends healing all over them. As well as he accompanies the defense with Sprout. They can both shoot over the Sprout wall, and they'll just completely be protected. It's just going to be a party.
I mean, you just drafted Barley.
Yeah.
You're going to get Jesse drunk.
Yeah. That's good.
Like, you are so...
That's illegal.
No, it's not. It's completely legal, because guess what? This is a random island, so laws aren't... There aren't any laws on this island.
All right, listen.
The same America, boy.
You guys can view this as you want, but I don't believe that dog is some sort of ultimate food source.
Dog is the ultimate.
I do not believe. So, what is your team gonna remind me of something? What is your team gonna do when some sort of wolf comes to your camp?
The Sprout wolves are gonna be around. Jesse's turret's gonna attack them, and Barley and Sprout are gonna hurl them over the wall.
Dude, half your team doesn't have a brain cell.
Dude, my team is the best.
Dude, all Sprout does is create a wall that can be torn down. Like, you think that a tree wall can't be torn down by like, a wolf?
No, I don't think so. I think they'll be fine.
Should we all just draft one more player since we're...
No, I think we're good. Minutes? I like my team.
I like our drafts.
I like my team.
Well, we can just
talk. I just wanted to say, I'm surprised that no one drafted Jackie. She could literally build a house.
With what materials?
Yeah, she could figure it out. But yeah,
but she would kind of be a bad teammate though, because she would just make everyone angry.
I had a couple other like picks, like Bull, like he has a shotgun. I mean,
yeah,
Let's get up like within 1 foot of a wild animal and see what happens.
He could do it. Colt. I mean, he's got guns.
Colt is a good
pick. Piper could snipe, if you know. Mm-hmm. I don't know. What else do you guys have?
I just kind of came up with my picks on the fly, but I feel like I just.
I have like Nita, because it's like she could spawn a bear that could talk to all the animals, and then they could just kill themselves and give them food.
Otis is that you can go underwater, right?
Or I was thinking like Coco, he could play music to entertain them.
So if we get tired of our donuts,
but what is Otis killing them with? What is Otis gonna do?
Otis has ink. He doesn't deal any damage.
He's just gonna grab.
He spits water at people.
He's just gonna grab.
He didn't even have an arm.
It's ink.
He spits ink. Like, you can go under the water.
I'll figure that. I don't need it, but it'd be kind of cool. You know, get some sushi going.
Like, you really think you're going to keep, I mean, you got to build, like, a playpen to keep Jesse in there? Because it's a child. You can't contain a child, bro.
I am the only setup where everybody can sleep at night.
All right, guys, how about we just have every person, they just go through their list and make an argument, and then the listeners will decide who wins.
All right, that's fine. Micah, go ahead. Micah, you start us off.
All right, guys. Talk about the masterclass here.
Oh my gosh.
I'm the Alabama, I am the Georgia of island survival. Okay, guys.
Oh my word.
Take a look here. Let's dive into it. I'm gonna take
No, I don't mind. You don't even know your board.
I do know my board. So we got Otis, he's kinda here. He's gonna help go underwater. He's gonna maybe get us some fish if he can. We got Doug, though. Doug is the main person. He is the pinnacle of our team right here. He's going to be providing us fresh water and fresh food in the form of hot dogs, pizza, and donuts. So, guys, we have carbs and we have proteins. We don't even know if there are going to be animals on this island. We don't know.
There are.
You know what they said there are.
And, I mean, we automatically have as much food as we want, when we want it, however we want it. So we are going to be the most nourished of all the teams easily.
No, we're not.
Next, we have Jesse. Jesse is going to make our fire with the electricity pulses as well as bring a sense of courage that's going to shoot away everything that's going to happen. Now, we have to protect these people, right? So we got Sprout. Sprout's going to build a wall. Donald Trump, build a wall. And as we know, walls work, and they're great. Animal is going to come. They're going to see a six-foot wall, and I don't think they're going to be like, I can get through that. So, and then what we're going to do is, as well as Sprout being able to build that wall around this encampment, he's also going to be able to shoot out of that wall.
And what, shoot some plant orbs? Around. He's going to shoot some plants at people?
Hey, I mean, they do damage in the game. Why can't they do damage here?
They're not going to do
damage. It's realistic. It's not actual,
that's
like...
Fine. Okay, Barley also, I mean, guys, we're bored in there, bro. We got everything figured out. It's like a vacation home in there. We're just napping and chilling. We're going to have some time. We're going to have some party time, bro. We're going to get the drinks popping. We got the bartender, though. We got Barley going. We're all getting drunk. It's a good time, guys.
Just tell me, where is he going to get all the resources for his drinks?
What? I mean, he just has them. Like, don't we know that he just always has them? Like, that's the thing.
It's a stranded island, bro. Okay.
How's your guy gonna get all the cookies, huh? Huh? Where are all your cookies gonna come from, buddy? Thought.
Okay, G Dog. Make your argument for your squad.
I'm talking
for Jesse.
I'm done with your team.
Especially for Jesse.
I'm done with your team because you're gonna have to build a playpen for Jesse. That's all my only argument.
Which Sprout has. So.
All right, whatever. I don't even care. All right, my team. It's built off of hunters and people to get
imagine
food.
Having to hunt for food.
Hush up. We're going to be catching a lot of stuff. But the point is we have Lou. Lou can always provide water. If we're going off this infinite loop food thing, which I don't think we are, he still provides ice. He can make ice. And even if you don't believe in that, he's basically a snow cone machine. So we can boil water with amber. We can start a fire whenever we want. We can burn. I mean, if we can burn animals down, if we hunt, like, we can use flamethrowers. I mean, it's risky, but we can do it.
I don't think they're, like, injecting your animals.
No, but the
like,
point is...
acid
is,
methane the, is good. But.
Okay, but the point is that even if you're not going to allow a million food or whatever, we can just boil salt water because we have a pot, and we can put that into Lou, and we can have ice. So we can have water and ice.
You can't put out those fires that Amber makes because they're... They're chemical fires. You can't put it out.
Yeah, well, it's fine. We have a flamethrower.
It might burn down the forest.
The point is that if an attacker comes, we have a flamethrower. And we have a source of water. We have a source of fire. We have Cordelius, who is like a madman hunter. And I guarantee you that if he gets hungry, he's going to find something to kill.
I think me and Nemo both agree that he's kind of high.
For the team.
Yeah.
He might.
And also, he would just annoy his... annoy your whole team, and then they
might
just
few,
like
he might cause a few problems. But the point is that the other four are going to probably be in a different area. They're probably going to be in a different area, but Cordelius helps the team because he's wild. He's going to keep the team safe. I mean, he's basically just a guard. Rosa,
how does he do damage?
He can shoot like poison mushrooms at people that kill. Mushrooms can kill people.
Somebody throws a poison mushroom at me, I don't think he's gonna.
Bro, he can kill. he can do.
Like, makes me eat.
Right. Anyways, Rosa knows probably all the plants on the island because she just reads on plants all day. And I'm pretty sure she can grow some stuff, probably provide a lot of food for the team, at least vegetables to keep us up. Croak and Scout, and I'm sure he can kill some stuff because he literally has poison daggers. So, yeah, he can definitely be a killer if he needs to be. And he also, I mean, he lives out in the wild, so he's very used to it. So, yeah.
All right. Sorry about that.
Quick. Yeah.
We got like
2 minutes. Okay, cool. I'll just finish. So,
yeah, you go ahead and restart. Just restart.
So, was it him explaining?
It's Nemo explaining his story. But I'm okay. Just restarted from the top because I want to edit the rest of.
Okay, so I have Bo, and Bo is like the ultimate hunter, so he can get a bunch of food. He could even like shoot all the fish. In the ocean, and then cook the fish even, and eat sushi just like Micah can. So boom, take that. And also, Bo, he has like really good vision, so he can see at night and protect them. And then he can set snares and then explode the forest, so that all the I don't know why that would be helpful, but he can do that. And then I have Pearl, and Pearl is the fire, so she's like, she provides warmth at night, and she can make a fire, so you can cook all the meat and stuff. And then she also shoots infinite cookies, so boom. And then she's also, like, she's a robot, so she doesn't have to eat any of the food. And she just, like, she's just there, and she's basically just a servant. And then the next follower is Pam. And Pam is the mom, so she, like, takes care of everyone. But she can also build, like, a structure. She can build, like, if there's rain and stuff, she's good at building. And then she has a healing turret, too, so that could, like, provide cover also. And then Byron, he has medicine, so I'm just stacked on healers, and he can just shoot his teammates with medicine and keep them alive. And then also, my last brawler's 8-bit, so when they get bored, you can just play Brawl Stars all day on 8-bit. And then 8-bit's also a robot, so basically only Bo, Pam, and Byron are going to need food. And then they get fresh water by, like, heating it up with a pot on Pearl and stuff. So,
yep.
I think mine is okay.
Yours
definitely
is really
not as good as Micah's.
I think it's definitely better than Gideon's, that's for sure.
Look, yeah, I agree. My draft. The people will decide. Maybe I had the worst draft of my life, but maybe I did. I like my draft. I mean, I got a lot of really things. Well thought out. My people can skate.
I like to also just like piggyback on the fact that I also will need to three people because
How many people do I have to feed? Let's see.
You have to feed everyone except for Lou.
I have to feed 4, but the thing is Cordelius pretty much feeds himself. The hope is that he just, like, keeps everybody safe.
He feeds himself on mushrooms.
He could eat anything, the thing is. But I just think he'll probably hunt down some stuff. That's the thing. Well, we'll let the people decide.
All right, guys.
I have a flamethrower. That's all I'm going to say to the people voting.
Nemo, thanks for joining the show. Thank you guys for tuning in if you made it this far. You made it farther than I would have.
Whoa.
And we appreciate you guys. And
vote on the poll. I'll have the poll up with all the picks. So we'll have that. And Michael will have his playpen for Jesse. So we'll also have that.
So,
and
once again, you've been listening to the Brawling Bros podcast. My name is Micah.
This is Gideon. And
this is.
Our guest.
That's you, buddy.
Our guest, Nemo.
Our guest, Nemo.
Hey.
We'll see you next time.
Yeah, thanks for listening to this show, guys.
Bye.